Aloitamme kuunteluharjoituksella, jonka tehtävä on tyypiltään niin sanottu monivalinta, multiple choice. Kuunteluohjeet löytyvät internetistä, josta voitte myös tulostaa tehtävät.
Ja nyt kuulette Carlin ja Mackin keskustelevan edellisen aikeista kiivetä Kilimanjarolle.
I hear you're planning to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, no wonder you ask, since I'm not very much of an outdoor person. But I read an article about climbing Kilimanjaro, and I understand that even if you're not a real climber, you could make it. I like challenges, and I think this could well be one.
I'm sure it could, although I somehow suspect that it isn't going to be just a piece of cake. I don't think anything would ever make me try something like that.
Never say never. As a matter of fact, why don't you join us?
Not in a million years. But still, I'd like to hear more about it. How long is the trip going to take?
Well, it'll be a 2-week trip altogether. We'll first spend a week in Kenya. I guess the idea is to get used to the climate and do some jogging, for example, so that the group leader can learn how fit the group is.
What about the climb itself, then?
I suppose we're going to take the easier route, even if they say it's the least scenic one. It'll take us 5 days to reach the top and return.
Well, well, well. Not an easy job. What will the terrain be like?
The first stretch is some kind of rainforest. Since you're not very high yet, it is very hot there, too, so it must be a great help to have the shade of the trees. Of course, hiking won't be too easy because it may be dangerously slippery there due to humidity. And there are lots of small rivers to be crossed.
How high will you get on the first day?
According to the information I've had so far, it's about 2,700 feet to the huts where we will stay the first night.
So you're not going to camp and rough it?
Yes and no. During the first few days, the accommodation will be in huts that give you shelter but are not terribly comfortable. I suppose the greatest advantage is that you don't have to carry all the equipment with you.
I suppose it won't be rainforest right up to the peak, will it?
I think there will still be some rainforest left the next day, but then we'll come on to heather and moorland. And this is where we'll get the first view of the mountain itself. They say this is the most pleasant part of the climb, too, because in the evening you'll see a wonderful sunset, and you also meet hikers coming down with lots of encouraging stories to tell.
The weather must get cooler and cooler, too, so that it won't be too tiring to hike any longer, I suppose.
You're right. The terrain is, could I say, flatter. Yes, but it looks like the landscape on the moon. But what makes you tired now is the thin air, which makes you feel the first symptoms of altitude sickness.
Yes, of course. But for a 5-day trip, you need quite a lot of equipment. Do you think you'll be able to carry everything yourself?
Oh, no. There will be 2 personal porters for every one of us. I don't expect to have to do anything but the climbing itself.
That's a real Western colonial attitude. Make the poor devils toil and reap the harvest yourself.
Don't give me that. It's big business, and big money for them, too. They get well paid for their services, rightly so, because we'll need their knowledge of the area and their ability to carry heavy loads.
Okay, I was just kidding. So, you'll then have the first stretch behind you after 3 days of climbing.
The information is that day 4 is the most difficult one. You start right after midnight, but you may not have been able to sleep at all because you're too tired. It's dark, which is a mixed blessing. It makes it harder to climb, but on the other hand, you don't realize how slowly you're proceeding. It's cold, and it may even snow. They say when you finally cross the last volcanic rocks and see the view across the craters, you feel something that is beyond description.
I'm sure you will. And then you're at the top. Where are you?
It's still another hour and a half's hike to the Uhuru Peak. Uhuru means freedom, by the way. It's the highest point on the African continent. 19,343 feet above sea level. If I ever get that far, I'll see then whether I feel like continuing or not.
Ja nyt jatkamme tutkimalla eroja britti- ja Amerikan englannin ääntämisessä, sanastossa ja oikein kirjoituksessa.
Nämä englannin kielen varianttithan lienevät tutuimpia suomalaisille, vaikka median välityksellä kuulemme yhä useammin esimerkiksi Intian, Australian tai Etelä-Afrikan englantia.
Tiedättekö muuten, mikä on kaupunki, josta sanotaan, että jos on kyllästynyt siihen, on kyllästynyt elämään?
Britain's capital offers visitors a journey through centuries of history, but it is equally comfortable with its present. That is why London is one of the main tourist attractions among European capitals, and rightly so. For the first-time tourist, the major sites are a must. These include Buckingham Palace, the Houses of Parliament with the famous clock tower that houses Big Ben, and Westminster Abbey, the site of many royal weddings, coronations, and funerals. Even for a frequent visitor, there are always lots of new attractions, plays, musicals, and exhibitions, as well as clubs, pubs, and shops.
Kuulimme Mackin lukevan otteen Lontoon matkailumainoksesta. Ja muuten, Samuel Johnson oli se, joka sanoi, "A man who is tired of London is tired of life."
Ja seuraavaksi annamme Carlille tilaisuuden mainoskatkoon.
The Big Apple is ripe for you to take a bite. It is at its sweetest at the Union Square Market, where you can sample fresh fruit, vegetables, baked goods, and cider, for example. If you feel lonely, tour New York with a resident who shares your interest through the city's highly successful Big Apple Greeters program. Enjoy concerts and dance performances under the palm trees at the Winter Garden of the World Financial Center, a stunning shopping and business complex on the waterfront in Lower Manhattan. Or take advantage of free Pay What You Wish nights at the city's finest museums. Go back to a simpler time at the Queen's Country Farm Museum, a historic homestead. Or explore the greenhouses and gardens of Wave Hill, a 28-acre former estate overlooking the Hudson River in the Bronx. Enjoy the best classical music, drama, opera, dance, and jazz that New York has to offer, including the New York Philharmonic, the City Opera, Shakespeare in the Park, and much more at warm weather concerts in city parks. And all this for free most of the time.
Huomasitte varmaan, että viimeksi kuulemanne Amerikan englanti poikkesi Mackin brittienglannista.
Selkeimpiä eroja näiden kahden kielivariantin ääntämisessä ovat, että brittien pitkä A ääntyy Amerikan englannissa äänä. Lyhyt O avoimena A:na, T usein D:nä ja että R äänetään aina myös sanan lopussa, vaikka seuraava sana ei alkaisikaan vokaalilla. Lisäksi yksittäisten sanojen ääntämisessä voi olla eroja.
Seuraavassa kuulette joukon sanoja, joissa edellä mainitut erot esiintyvät. Jos sana äännetään mielestänne brittiläisittäin, merkitkää muistiin numero 1. Jos taas amerikkalaisittain, merkitkää numero 2. Otetaan ensin esimerkki. Kirje.
Letter.
Letter.
Teillä pitäisi nyt olla numerot 1 ja 2 tässä järjestyksessä. ja sitten jatketaan. Kuuma.
Hot.
Hot.
Bob.
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 Nopea.
Fast.
Fast.
Viimeinen.
Last.
Last.
Parempi.
Better.
Better.
Asia.
Matter.
Matter.
Myöhemmin.
Later.
Later.
Kesä.
Summer.
Summer.
Oikea rivi on siis 2-1, 2-1, 1-2, 2-1, 1-2, 1-2, 2-1 ja 1-2.
Nyt olemme siis matkailleet ja opiskelleet, joten on juhlimisen aika.
Esittelemme teille nyt englanninkielisissä maissa vietettäviä juhlapäiviä ja aikoja ja niihin liittyviä tapoja.
Eri kulttuurien tavat viettää juhlia varmaankin kiinnostavat. Ja yhtäläisyyksiä löytyy, vaikka toki erojakin.
On kuitenkin hyvä tietää niistä, jos joudutte vastaamaan niitä koskeviin kysymyksiin. Esimerkiksi syys-lokakuun vaihteessa Englannissakin on vietetty vanhaan aikaan mikonpäivää. Silloin kai pitäisi Suomessakin akkojen olla pirtissä ja perunoiden laarissa. Mac, I suppose there are some sayings or proverbs in English too about Michaelmas.
Yes, in England they used to say, for instance, that on Michaelmas the devil puts his feet in all the blueberries, and it's considered unhealthy to eat them after this. They also say, who eats goose on Michaelmas day shall never lack money his debts to pay. Which shows that goose was a luxury in the olden days.
Hyvin perinteinen, erityisesti lapsille mieluinen juhla, joka nykyään liitetään ainakin Suomessa, mieluumminkin Yhdysvaltoihin, vaikka onkin eurooppalaista perua, on Halloween.
Se on oikeastaan yhdistelmä kolmesta kirkollisesta juhlasta. All Hallows Eve, josta sana Halloween ilmiselvästi on peräisin, sekä marraskuun ensimmäisenä vietetystä pyhästä, All Saints Day, eli meidän pyhänpäivämme, sekä marraskuun toisen päivän All Souls Daystä.
Carl kertoo meille Halloweenin vietosta, mutta etsikää kuunnellessanne vastaukset seuraaviin neljään kysymykseen.
1. Milloin Halloweenia vietetään USA:ssa? 2. Miten talot ja pihat koristellaan? 3. Mikä on jack-o'-lantern? 4. Mitä lapset sanovat kierrellessään taloissa?
Carl, would you first tell us something about the origins of Halloween?
Halloween is celebrated on the 31st of October. This was the night when the spirits of the dead, as well as witches, were supposed to appear. That's why fires were lit at some places to relieve the pain of the dead souls in hell.
They used to be much more considerate of their late relatives in those days. How do you notice Halloween nowadays?
In the States, you see trees in yards decorated with ghosts made of white bed sheets and skeletons dancing on the porches.
And spiderwebs sprayed out of a can is a popular way of decorating places, too.
Mm-hmm. And in the evening, there are parades in many small towns and villages where kids and their parents are dressed up in all kinds of costumes.
I remember once seeing a lady dressed up as a cow. I thought she really looked hilarious.
Yes, that's where you can really use your imagination. Many families also give a party in the evening. As a token, they hang jack-o'-lanterns, that is, pumpkin lanterns, made by scooping out the flesh of pumpkins and carving a face for the pumpkin. The lanterns serve as a kind of invitation for the guests to come.
I've also seen those orange-colored plastic sacks with a face like that of the pumpkin lantern painted on them. In northern U.S., it is the time when trees drop their leaves, and there are maple leaves, for example, all over. The leaves are raked into those sacks, and when they are full of leaves, they are plump and make nice decorations too.
And then, of course, there's the tradition which is probably the best known. Kids go around dressed up in costumes and with a bag or a basket from house to house saying trick or treat. Meaning, would you give me a treat or shall I play a trick on you? They usually get candy, but I don't think they play tricks very often.
Thank you, Carl. That was interesting to hear. And celebrating Halloween seems to be being introduced to Finland too, so there was some good advice of what to do.
Lisää amerikkalaista perinnettä. Almanakan mukaan seuraavaksi vietetään kiitospäivää. Thanksgiving Day. Se on vakiintunut marraskuun 4. torstaiksi, mutta sitä vietetään myös Kanadassa, tosin lokakuun 2. maanantaina. Se on todellinen perhejuhla, johon kokoonnutaan kaukaakin, ja silloin syödään perinneruokia.
Carl, would you tell us how Thanksgiving Day is celebrated in the USA?
It's really a family day. The peak of which, of course, is the Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody's present, no matter how far you've come from. The grandparents, children, aunts and uncles, you name it. And you also invite your close friends to celebrate the happy reunion. Kids wait for the great pumpkin of Charlie Brown to appear in the sky, and dads can't wait to go and see the college football matches.
And that means American football, not soccer, European football, right?
Yes, American football.
What are the traditional Thanksgiving dinner dishes, then?
The traditional ones are roast turkey with cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie for dessert. Corn is important, too, because the Indians are said to have taught the use of corn to the first immigrants to the United States, the Pilgrims. But I guess the greatest fuss is about roasting the turkey. You have to be very careful that the bird doesn't get too dry, and that's why it's often stuffed to make it juicier.
I've got a pumpkin pie recipe here. Carl, would you mind reading it to our listeners?
Not at all.
Nyt siis Carl lukee teille kurpitsapiirakkaohjeen. Kirjoittakaa muistiin ainekset, vaikka ne saattavatkin kuulostaa vierailta. Tarkistuskanavahan on olemassa. Go ahead, Carl. Slowly, please.
Pumpkin pie. 1/8 inch pie crust. 1 egg. 1 1/4 cups canned pumpkin. 2/3 cup of sugar. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 3/4 teaspoon cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon ginger. 1/8 teaspoon cloves. 1/4 cups evaporated milk. Or light cream.
Thank you, Carl.
Seuraavaksi kuulette, miten Jonesien perheen kiitospäivän ateria sujuu. Tämän kuuntelun aikana kiinnittäkää huomiota ruokapöytäkeskusteluun.
Peter, would you mind sitting over here? I moved an extra chair here.
Not at all.
Debbie can sit on your right and Ken on your left. You'll be a little cramped, but you guys can whisper your secrets to each other without us hearing them.
And Grandma and Grandpa will sit across from us, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'll sit here as usual and carve the turkey.
Okay. Everything is settled then. Oh, I've forgotten to put a napkin for you, Peter. I'm sorry. How stupid of me. Excuse me a moment. Here you are.
Thank you. It's all right. No harm done.
I hope that was all. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Would anyone care for bread? Peter?
Yes, please. The rolls look delicious.
Some butter or margarine?
No thanks, Mrs. Jones.
Could I have some, please?
You should watch out. You're overweight already.
Who are you to say anything about being overweight, Pumpkin?
Oh, come on.
Calm down, will you? It's Thanksgiving.
Will you pass your plates to me? There's a lot of lovely turkey slices over here. Thank you. Peter, would you like some stuffing, too?
Yes, please, Mr. Jones.
Could somebody pass me the cranberry sauce, please?
The sauce tastes delicious, and so does the turkey. I think I'll have a second helping.
Go ahead. There's plenty of it.
You've bought a new tablecloth, Mom.
It's Peter's mother's gift to us. Isn't it nice?
It is. Very thoughtful of her. Is there any ice water left in the pitcher?
Oh, let me get some. No Coke either, so I'll have to go anyway.
I didn't expect anyone to have Coke at Thanksgiving dinner, Peter. Would you like to taste the corn on the cob?
Oh, thank you. How do you eat them?
Butter it first, then hold it by both ends, and start eating.
Mmm, this is good. Mrs. Jones, you're an excellent cook.
Thank you, but boiling the corn is no great art.
Oh, I guess not, but I mean the whole meal. The turkey's so tender and the sauce tastes delicious.
Wait till you taste the pumpkin pie. I made it.
Nyt olemmekin jo joulussa. Yksi hauskoista perinteistä, jotka liitetään englantilaiseen ja amerikkalaiseen jouluun, on joulusukan ripustaminen takanreunalle. Brenda, do you know what that custom dates back to?
Yes, I do. Everybody knows that Father Christmas comes down the chimney. Well, once when he was on his way down, he happened to drop some gold coins. If there hadn't been any stockings hung out to dry, he would have lost the coins, but they landed into a stocking instead. Now, children wish the same to happen, only they expect small gifts instead of gold coins.
Mitä Brenda sanoi joulusukan ripustamisen alkuperästä? Kohta kuulette lisää brittiläisestä ja amerikkalaisesta joulusta. Merkitkää muistiin kaikki, minkä ehditte ja ymmärrätte. Brenda, is Christmas a very religious festival in Britain?
For some people, yes, but not to everybody.
How do you celebrate it?
Well, we have the Christmas tree, of course, but more and more often it is a plastic one.
In the States, they have Christmas tree farms where they grow them. You go there, or the whole family goes there. You pick up the tree you like best, and off you drive. There are places like that these days in Finland, too.
Yes, and after Christmas holidays, you can return the tree to the same place, or even help chop it up, if you are very environmentally friendly.
Christmas Eve is not such a big day for the family as it is for you Finns. It's on Christmas morning, when our children get their presents, for instance.
Here in Finland, Christmas Day has traditionally been a very quiet day. You are not supposed to go to visit anybody or invite people to your house. How is it in Britain, Yvonne?
Well, in England too, Christmas Day is a family celebration when we have Christmas dinner.
What does your English Christmas dinner consist of?
Roast turkey, plum pudding, mince pies and Christmas cake. Nuts, fruit, sweets, all kinds of cakes are part of the menu. People used to hide silver coins in the Christmas cake, and, of course, the ones who got them would become rich the next following year. Well, in England, Christmas Day is a family celebration, too, when we have Christmas dinner.
What does English Christmas dinner consist of?
Roast turkey, plum pudding, mince pies and Christmas cake. Nuts, fruit, sweets, all kinds of cakes are also part of the menu. People used to hide silver coins in the Christmas cake, and of course the ones who got them would become rich the following year.
I just remembered something, very typically Anglo-Saxon, I would call it. We hang all kinds of greenery around the house, such as holly and ivy, and of course there's this hanging the mistletoe above the door.
Yes, and if a boy and a girl walk under it at the same time, they have to, or rather, they are allowed to kiss each other.
Not terribly exciting any longer, I should think. Well, maybe for some.
Well, it just crossed my mind that it's not only the adults, but also children who have fun. They get Christmas crackers, and it's a real joy when they pull their crackers in half with a crack and find whatever sweets and toys there are inside.
And in many families, they still follow the old traditions of dressing up and playing party games.